This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam today to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में आईएमडी के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और टेक्नोलॉजी का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है। इससे मौसम विभाग की विश्वसनीयता भी पहले से कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ी है। भविष्य में भारत मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे, भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने, इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है। मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है।
Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. The Prime Minister said IMD has not only served millions of Indians but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without POK and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu today, Mr. Singh said they know that there are active launching pads in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK, but the government will take action at the right time. He praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing their role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement today, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. The MEA also informed that another Indian national from Kerala has been injured and is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. It said the Indian embassy in Moscow is in touch with the families and providing all possible assistance. The ministry said it is also working with the Russian authorities for early transportation of the mortal remains to India. Over 3 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh in Prayagraj on the festival of Makar Sankranti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the devotees who took part in the first Amrit Snan. Sharing glimpses of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said Mahakumbh is a true reflection of devotion and spirituality. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take a holy dip in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family and do charity as a gratitude. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, it is also celebrated as the Festival of Kites. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei's Shuo Yun-sung in straight games in the India Open 2025. Sindhu got the better of Sung in her round of 32 clash in the tournament at the Indira Gandhi Sports Complex in New Delhi today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.